Let's put on some music and bring this into a marab. Let's take a good deep breath here in our beautiful gathering with all of you. We've talked about a lot of things today. This whole question about, as you stay here on the planet, you're going to have that passion, what I call a mashin. It's kind of like, it's your passionate project, mission in the best sense of the word. And we talked about beliefs, how actually they're a combination. They're aspects hide behind them, but beliefs are also a sense, a way of perceiving reality. And there's many, many, many beliefs right now that you simply don't need. Watch what happens as you let go of beliefs, even that the earth is round. It's not. I mean, science says it is, and it's an and, sure, okay. But why have that as the only observation of the planet? You're going to learn that reality is so malleable. And as you let go of unneeded beliefs, as you clear the attics and the garage as of your life, and you let go of beliefs, you start realizing how the beliefs really clogged the system and kept you from just allowing. And then now we come to this part. An allowing of dignity back into your life. With all the beliefs that you had, and yes, judgments, beliefs, all the rest of that, well, there really wasn't any place for dignity. For I am respect. I am respect and dignity. We come to this place now about allowing the dignity back into your life, allowing the name to come back. Not just doing things anymore because you thought you had to. Not fighting your way into realization or anything like that. Just allowing dignity. I am respect for myself. And you know what happens when you just allow something? Then it comes to you. Dignity. Even if you're in human form and human condition, even if you don't remember your name, dignity as an angelic being. Dignity as a conscious being. Dignity for yourself. I'd like to ask you to feel this. As you choose dignity back, as you allow dignity back into your life, just take a moment as the observer and sense, how does that change the energy reaction? How does that change the way the energy reacts to you, to your consciousness? You came here to this planet to learn about the relationship between energy and consciousness. Oh, and you're learning. Are you ever learning? Just take the moment to feel what happens to the energy as you allow your dignity. let's sense the other. Let's say you have very little dignity. Now sense how the energy changes. There is an immediate response. What energy and dignity. An immediate response. Sometimes, you know, it seems like energy takes a long time to respond for things to change, but I ask you to feel into this for a moment. First, in the state of dignity of yourself. Allowing your dignity to return. And feel how the energy responds. You know, actually, you don't have to work at dignity. It's nothing you work at. You allow it. That's it. You allow it. Why? Because dignity is a natural state of being. It is unnatural to be out of dignity. Dignity, which is the respect, love, acceptance of yourself, that's a natural state. And that's why you don't have to work at it. You just allow it back. You choose it. There's a whole different reaction from energy, a different relationship with energy, as you allow the dignity to return. Let's go back to the old way. Loss of dignity. Not feeling comfortable or dignified in the human condition. Not dignified about your past. Not even dignified in your own mind about yourself. No, feel how the energy responds to that. Fall from grace, forgetting who you were, not letting energy serve you anymore. I say that a large part of this was due to feeling unworthy, undignified. And then beliefs that you wrapped yourself around, just reinforced all that. Beliefs that actually initially were just interesting experiences, but then turned into cold, hard structures that could entomb you, encase you. These beliefs, caused by lack of dignity, just kept on reinforcing again and again that energy wasn't going to work for you, that you'd fallen from grace. Let's stop all that right here with Shambhra. It's as simple as allowing or choosing dignity. It's at the core of your being. Several things that are the natural core states of beingness. We'll be getting into that in upcoming gatherings, but there are certain, you could say, identifiable components to the natural state of beingness. Dignity is one of them. And dear translators, don't stress over this. You just allow yourself to be guided as you come up with the words for dignity. How long has there been a lack of dignity in your life? I should say, how many lifetimes? How many, many, many lifetimes without dignity? Let's take a deep breath together. In this month of aspects, this month of beliefs, becoming aware of beliefs that you can just laugh away, literally. You just laugh away. On this month of returning to dignity as a being. There are still conflicts with dragging around the old human body and even the mind, but as you allow dignity, those things will transform rather rapidly. Remember this, that dignity is one of the fastest ways to shift energy, one of the fastest. You can't force it. You can't force the dignity. It's simply about allowing. You can't believe, just believe I am dignified and carry that as your mantra or affirmation. It is about allowing it. Being a dignified being once again. Imagine what a difference, not only in the energy, but in your life, in the way you walk, in how you actually handle beliefs or disassemble beliefs. Imagine what a profound difference it makes in how you're going to breathe. Yeah, something like dignity affects your breathing. So it's time. If you so choose, it's time to, however you write it down, whether you say, I choose my dignity, I allow my dignity to return, in your words, if you're ready, go ahead and write it down. I'll go so far as to saying that this is pretty profound. Whether you realize it right now or not, but could you imagine an ascended master without dignity? It's just not possible. Could you imagine yourself as a realized master without dignity? Nah. Let's take a deep breath, and if you choose, let dignity back into your life. I know it means many different things to many people. Some on a very practical level, some much more esoteric. It doesn't matter. It's just letting dignity back into your life. Let's take a good deep breath. And as I said, after you finish your whole production today, then come up to the front, drop your cards in the cauldron, and later you'll take it outside in the raging snowstorm and burn it. And when you burn these, the symbol is to let that statement, that choice of yours, go out everywhere, to the air, to the ethers, everywhere, and then back to you in your life. With that, my dear friends, oh, how we are moving these days, and what stories I'm going to have to tell at the Ascended Masters Club. And when they ask, which way am I going to vote? Which way on this whole issue of Mashon versus freedom? What am I going to vote? Because they're all waiting for me to return. I've got a very clear answer for them. Both. With that, remember that all is well in all of creation. Thank you. Thank you.